I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. A few years ago, a friend urged me to read Karen Joy Fowler's We Are All Beside Ourselves. The Jane Austen Book Club predates the first Fowler I read, and it is a worthy addition to my collection. A prologue lists the members and adds a thumbnail description of their interests and background. Here are the main characters. Fowler writes, "Each of us has a private Austen. Jocelyn's Austen wrote wonderful novels about love and courtship, but never married. The book club was Jocelyn's idea, and she handpicked the members. Bernadette's Austen was a comic genius. Her characters, her dialogue, remained genuinely funny. Prudy had once seen Bernadette in a supermarket in her bedroom slippers. She was the youngest at 28. Jocelyn met Sylvia when they were both 11 years old. They were in their early 50s now. Sylvia's Austen was a daughter, a sister, and an aunt, who wrote her books in a busy sitting room. Corinne, Sylvia's daughter, was the fifth member. Lastly, the sixth member was Grig." Fowler writes, "None of us knew who Grig's Austen was. I really enjoyed watching these six people reveal their innermost feelings about Jane Austen and each other. Incidentally, our club has several male members who admirably participate. My only regrets about this book is the limited number of members. My club averages about 10 to 16 per meeting, but the novel only accounts for 6 meetings and 6 members." In an epigram, Fowler quotes Austen's great novel, Emma. "Seldom, very seldom, does complete truth belong to any human disclosure. Seldom can it happen that something is not a little disguised or a little mistaken. My love for Jane Austen is second only to the Brontes. I feel the urge for an Austen survey in the near future." In one interesting discussion, the group creates, quote, "a partial list of things not found in the books of Jane Austen. Locked room murders, punishing kisses, girls dressed up as boys, and rarely the reverse, spies, serial killers, cloaks of invisibility, Jungian archetypes, and most regrettably, doppelgangers and cats." Allegra weighs in with a criticism of Austen. Fowler writes, "Allegra was trying hard not to express any of Corinne's opinions, but every time she spoke, Corinne's words came out. Corinne was in no mood to praise a writer like Austen, who wrote so much about love when the world was full of other things. Everything in Austen is on the surface," Corinne said. "She's not a writer who uses images. Image is the way to bring the unsaid into the text. With Austen, everything is said." I found the discussions of the club fascinating. If you haven't read Austen in a while, or at all, she is certainly worth the time and effort for many wonderful stories. Karen Joy Fowler's The Jane Austen Book Club is an enchanting place to begin or revisit the world of Jane Austen. 5 stars. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy reading.